It'll be the best team that we've faced. They're obviously very, very talented. The quarterback is still elite.
Peyton, he's one of the best in the business, been doing his thing for a while, and so we're going to have to play our A game.
He knows where he's going with the ball, when he wants to go, and how far he wants to go, and he gets the ball out quick.
They make big plays. They definitely try and give you different looks on third down and try and confuse you a little bit.
They're 2-0. They're playing great. It's a tough, strong defense, ranked really high, and it's a huge challenge for us.
If Terrell just continues to be himself and handle everything on the field and let us manage everything else, we can win this game.
Welcome back to the Raiders Report. I'm your host, JT the Brick. Joining us from Mile High Sports and the DenverPost.com, Broncos insider, good friend of the show, Brandon Christal, joins us. And Brandon, big week for the Broncos. They're off to an unbelievable start. Here's a team last year gets knocked out of the playoffs at home. They lose Von Miller, and now they're playing as good a football as I've seen in years by any team in the AFC West.
Yeah, JT, I'll be honest. I'm drinking the Broncos Kool-Aid. Look, I grew up a Cowboys fan, but it's hard around here when you cover this team to not be a Broncos fan, at least the style of play that they're playing right now. They're fun to watch. The offense is dialed up. It's high octane. It may not be what Kelly's doing in Philly, but it's pretty darn fun.
I want to talk about Champ Bailey. He hasn't played yet. He's not 100%. Obviously, with Elvis Dumervil didn't come back because of the contract squabble, and then Von Miller being gone for 6 games. Talk about expectations coming in, because some critics thought that with Von Miller out, they'd lose a couple of games before he did come back from suspension.
Well, what's the old John Madden adage? The best defense is a good offense, and right now they're making up for that lack of pass rush with Peyton Manning and what that offense has done. Peyton, 9 touchdowns and no interceptions. Von Miller obviously is going to be out for those first 6 games. He'll be out Monday when the Raiders get to town. They brought in Sean Phillips to compliment Von Miller. Sean Phillips, 2.5 sacks week 1 against the Ravens. No Champ Bailey. Look, he's 35 years old, but they didn't need to rush him back. They've got good young guys. Chris Harris, who we've seen make plays week after week dating back to last year. Dominic Rogers-Cromartie comes over after some struggles in Philly, struggles at the end of his time in Arizona, but he was a first-round pick for a reason. And then Tony Carter's done an admirable job, but I think Reuben Randle got the best of him Sunday against the Giants, filling in for Champ Bailey.
Brandon, you had the breaking news on the injury to Ryan Clady. Give us an update on him.
Yeah, Clady's got a Liz Frank sprain. A guy named Chris Clark comes in for him. Chris Clark played all through the spring and most of training camp for Ryan Clady as he was going through his contract issue and his shoulder rehab. And Chris Clark did an admirable job, but look, he's no Ryan Clady. They gave him a bit of a contract extension, but I think that's more because they had money to play with, and if he's going to start some games, they wanted to give the kid a pat on the back for being a good soldier. He protects Peyton Manning's blind side, and I don't care how fast Peyton gets rid of the ball, when you take one of the 2 or 3 best left tackles away, it's going to be an issue.
What are the Broncos and their fans thinking of the Raiders coming into this Monday night contest?
They know for a fact, and those of us that cover the team know, it's not going to be a cakewalk. The way that the Raiders are able to get after the quarterback should be a bit of an issue for these Broncos. When you look at 9 sacks in the first 2 games, Darren McFadden, when healthy, has killed the Broncos at times. And sure, Terrell Pryor may not be Peyton Manning or even his brother Eli, but we know that in space he can create mismatches all over the football field. He's as fast as any player on the field, including the fastest guys in that secondary. This isn't going to be a walk in the park. They know they've got their hands full. And I know that John Fox and Peyton Manning believe that. That's for darn sure.
Last question I want to ask you about the last game against the Giants. A little bit sloppy. 13 penalties, 8 against the secondary there. What did John Fox say this week in preparation to clean up those mistakes?
They know they have to clean things up. It's pretty crazy when they're averaging 45 points. And so we start looking at, in a lot of ways, they do have rich people problems. Oh, Eric Decker's not getting the ball enough. Well, let's be honest. If you're scoring an average of 45 points a game, the ball's being spread around plenty. You just need to catch the ball when it's thrown to you, or Peyton won't go back to you. But you can't ask for a much better start than what they did against the Ravens here to open the season, and then what they did in New York on Sunday afternoon.
Brandon, thanks a lot for joining us this week on the Raiders Report. We'll talk to you down the road.
All right, sounds good, JT. Thank you.
Coming up on the Raiders Report.
There's not a day in my life that goes by that I don't want to dance. It's just a part of me, and it's a part of who I am.